All right. Hey, welcome to this episode of the Strongpreneur Podcast. My name is Tom Reber, and I'm actually standing on my deck right now recording this because it is an absolutely gorgeous day in late February 2017, and just came off a whirlwind of a few weeks of activity, some crazy things going on, some good things going on. I've been traveling a lot. I've been everywhere from Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic in the past month to Pennsylvania to Seattle. And this week I fly to San Francisco for an event and then down to San Diego for an event, and I'm fired up about that. Now, last week I mentioned to you that I was a finalist for a head high school football coaching job. And I am happy to report that I've been selected as the new head coach for the Palmer High School Terriers football team. So listen, if you are coming through Colorado Springs in the fall of 2017 and you would like to come out to a game or something like that, want to get some time and see how we're doing things there, feel free to hit me up. Reach out, tom@motorhard.com, and I'd love to have you be our guest and check out what we're doing to help impact the lives of young men in the community here. So check it out. Today I want to talk a little bit about a question that I get all the time from people. And the most recent was from Scott in San Jose. And he said, hey, how do I let go and trust my people? I mean, my goodness, that's such a hard thing to do, isn't it? Because you start your business and you know what you're doing. You know how things are going. And then now you're supposed to hand the reins over of certain areas of your business to other people so that you can get out of the way and let other people grow and develop and stuff like that. And we need to make sure that we're doing that properly. And so this is a struggle that most entrepreneurs have. I think it's really especially hard for a contractor because the implications are so big. I mean, you could really screw something up. And so today I want to talk really three main things that I think will help you let go and trust your people, okay? Now, number one, you've got to hire solid people. You've got to hire solid human beings that are good-charactered people, that are people of integrity. They're respectful. These are things that you shouldn't have to teach them. Listen, if they're late for the interview, if they show up looking like a slob, if they're not doing what they say they're going to do, then that's a sign that you might not be hiring the right person. Okay, you've heard it before. Hire for character, you can train the skill. So the number one criteria to making sure that you can let go and trust your people is to hire people that are stellar individuals, okay? You like how I used the word stellar there? That was pretty cool. Take a drink of my coffee from my motor mug. There you go. All right. Second thing that I think is really, really key is that the people you hire have got to have clear roles. Okay, they got to know, the wind just gusted up here, pretty crazy. And that tin can you heard was a soda can that I put my cigar out in last night that I left out on the deck and it just blew off the deck. But anyway, listen, they have to have clear roles. They got to know why you hired them. So instead of just painting this picture of a million things that they need to do, I want you to focus on the one thing you hired them for. If you hired a salesperson, it is to close deals. If you hire a foreman, it is to bring jobs in profitably. Okay, so make sure that they have a clear understanding of the one reason that you hired them, the most important reason, and then set them up for success to achieve that one thing. So for instance, if I'm gonna let go and let a foreman run a job, I need to make sure I've done everything to set him up for success. That means bidding the job in a manner that is accurate with hours and materials and expectations are set. I need to make sure that he's got the resources that he needs. Okay, so you have to do your part. A lot of times we hire people, we cut them loose to do something, they don't come through for us, but the reality is that we didn't do our part of setting them up for success. Okay. Third thing that I think is super important is this. focus on outcomes. In order to really let go and trust your people, think of the outcome that you want. So in the example of our foreman, if my expectation in my company is that a foreman brings a job in at a 50% gross profit, then I need to make sure that he understands that outcome. I need to understand he or she, whoever's running that job for you, understands that 50% gross profit is the outcome we want. There's usually like 3-4 outcomes that I'm after. One is, let's make sure that we're doing work that we're proud of, right? That we're doing what we said we would do. You know, we're not taking any shortcuts. And at the end of the day, we could stand back and we could look at something and go, yeah, I'm proud of this. Listen, there's the industry standards and then there's our standards. And I think our standards should be higher than the industry standards. So on your team, whatever that means, outcome number one is we are proud of that work. I think outcome number two, did the client have a great experience with us? Would they hire us again? Did they go online and give us a great review or fill out a grade sheet or whatever, however you do it? Are they willing to tell their friends about it? All right, listen, it does no good to do this great work that we're proud of if the experience sucked for people. All right, so outcome number one for me, we're proud of the work we did and we can stand behind it in every way and feel proud of what we did. Number two, that client would hire us again and they had a great experience, and that when they hear your name or see your company truck, warm, fuzzy feelings come about, okay? That's an ideal situation, ideal outcome. Ideal outcome number three. Outcome number three is that we're profitable, that we're finishing the job on time, on budget, within the man hours, okay? So we're proud of the work, the experience was great, and we're profitable. Now, when you hire, check this out, when you focus on those outcomes, I tell my foreman, these are the three main outcomes that I'm concerned with on every project that we ever do. When he's focused and he understands the outcomes by which he's going to be judged by, then because you hired a good person of integrity and of character, because you have set him up for success, you are now in a position to let him go and achieve those outcomes because you trust the type of person that he is. All right. Now, a lot of you are going, well, hey, he's got to follow our processes and this is our process. My advice is let those people help create the processes, the checklists that you need for materials, how you're going to set up a job, all that other stuff. When you hire good people and you give them ownership and you go, dude, this is the outcome that we're after, now I want you to be part of helping us create the processes for these things, they're going to be that much more tied into the mission and accomplishing that, because it's partially or mostly in an ideal situation, it's mostly their idea. All right, so how does that look like on this number three focus on outcomes thing? I hire foreman guy, foreman girl, and I say, here are the outcomes. Now, here's the golden question, y'all. Okay, this is where you all got to become a coach. You say, hey, why don't you map out a process or a checklist or whatever we want to call it, a system in our company of this is just the way we do things. Why don't you map that process out on how you would run this project in order to attain these three outcomes. Guys, when you do that, they bring their brain to work. They don't check it at the door because, you know, you're doing all the thinking for them. Get them involved in thinking and you will grow more leaders that you can let go and trust to help you scale your contracting business. We will see you next time on the Strongpreneur Podcast. All right, who is ready? Come on, spring is almost upon us, and the phones are gonna start blowing up if you've been marketing your business. And with all those leads comes a lot of opportunity for a couple things. The one is you jump back on the normal contractor hamster wheel and you chase a bunch of bad bids, you waste a bunch of time, and you're tired, you're missing your kids' events. And to top it off, you're not reimbursed for all that money running around wasting time in the bidding process. All right. The other option is that you go over to contractorsalesacademy.com right now, click the button, and join a group of crazy forward-thinking contractors that will hold you accountable, help you level up, understand the sales process better, role play, grow your business, change your thinking, all that cool stuff that you've heard me talk about here a million times. Guys, this is the time. The leads are going to start flowing in. You have to protect your time and make sure that the jobs you do sell, you are selling at the highest possible profit margin that you can, so that you can add the highest amount of value and make the experience for your clients the best they've ever had, and making sure you're getting paid for it, so in turn you could grow your business with the right type of people. So listen, before all hell breaks loose on the phones and you jump back on that hamster wheel, go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com, click the button, sign up. And if you have questions, there's another button that says, hey, I have questions. And you'll get on the phone with me or one of our team members, and we'll walk you through and answer any questions, and we will help you out. Because listen, the number one thing here is that we help you make more money, get your time back, and enjoy your business again. Motorheart.